On this episode of Common Mystics, we are celebrating our 100th episode. I'm Jennifer James.
I'm Jill Stanley.
We're psychics.
We're sisters.
We are Common Mystics. We find extraordinary stories in ordinary places, but today we have a special trivia show.
That's right, Jennifer. Welcome, everyone, to our 100th episode of Common Mystics. And today we are celebrating this very special milestone with a trivia game show. Competing contestants are from our Tier 4 mentorship patrons. So please, let's welcome in our folks. They're waiting right now. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. We have our competition going. Yay! So, please, I'm going to start with Lisa.
Oh, God. I'm going to fail.
Okay, this is the rules, guys. So, if you need to phone a friend, if you're saying, I need to phone a friend, you're asking Jennifer for a hint. Okay?
Okay. So, okay.
We have Lisa, we have Kelly, we have Jason, and we have Edmund.
Does Jason even know that what we're doing tonight?
I know. I don't think I'm going to do that well, but I'm aware.
Yay. So just a reminder, there is 30 questions in our first round. Okay. And so there are 30 questions in our first round. The points for the first round are 2 points a question. If you need to ask Jennifer for help, you will get half the point value if you're able to answer the question. Okay. And so we have the three categories, Making of the Mystics, Destination Episodes, and More Voices Episodes. Now, as a reminder, the three highest scores in round one will move on to round two. If there is a tie, we will do a tiebreaker question to see who is going to advance. Okay, are you ready for round one?
No.
Well, I think I missed part of it. So do you ask us each individually or do we just jump in?
I am going to ask you first. I'm going to go, is my order. It's going to be the order in which you were added to the Zoom call. And I did everyone at once, but this is how you popped up on my screen.
Okay.
So Lisa, Jason, Kelly, Edmund, that's our order. And if you can see, I'm sharing my screen with you. You can pick any of these questions. So if you want to go More Voices, question number 6, let me know. That's where we'll go. And that'll be your question. So it's a little like Jeopardy. Oh, Jennifer, you will be keeping score?
Yes, yes. But other people can also help keep score if you wish.
Yes, Kelly?
Do we have to answer in a question format?
No, you do not. No, you do not. Okay.
If we want to, can
good
we?
Question.
Okay, Lisa, you're first. Pick a box.
Thank you, Alec. I would say Making of the Mystics, number 2.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. So when did Jill start using her Spideys?
She was super young. But I don't know the age. I'm going to say 7.
I think super young is accurate enough, always. Born with it.
Okay.
Woohoo! Okay, next we have Jason. Did he log off?
No, I'm here.
I wouldn't blame him if he did.
It's like, where did we lose Jason?
I'm going to go with Making of the Mystics, number 7.
Okay. Oh.
Surprisingly ambitious.
At which method of divination was the girl's mother an expert at?
Astrology.
Ding, 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 ding. Very good.
Good job.
See, and you thought that they were going to be too hard. Okay. Kelly, you're up.
Making of the Mystics, number 6.
Okay. Which famous person did the girls jokingly consider to be their father?
Elvis.
Ding, 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 ding.
True story.
That is a true story. Edmund, you're up.
Oh, shit. Making of the Mystics, 4.
Okay, here we go. Who is older, Jen or Jill?
Jen.
Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Who's more mature?
Jen.
Jen or Jen.
Okay, and we're back to Lisa.
All right, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to do more voices, number three.
Gotcha. How exciting.
Okay. And Jill, all of these are all 2 points each, right?
Yep, 2 points each, unless they phone you to ask.
Okay.
Are the results certified by Price Waterhouse?
No, I'm sorry. They're certified by Jennifer and some shady ass math, so we'll have to check it out. Okay. What was the name of the Native American warrior that came through to the sisters with a message of unity?
I need to phone a friend.
Jennifer, you're up.
Now I'm supposed to give her a hint?
Uh-huh.
Or the answer.
It rhymes with Necomsah.
I can't even get it from that. That's really scary.
It rhymes with Necomsah.
Change the first letter.
That's what I'm trying to do. It's like, but to what?
Change it to a T.
Necomsah.
You got it. Yay.
That's a negative one.
Okay.
That was a hard one. That Jill was, made some of these hard. Was,
I, made some
I, of- I had to look up some of these.
Okay. Jason?
Yeah, now I'm scared. I'm going back to Making of the Mystics. I'm going to do Making of the Mystics number one.
Okay. What is the name of the sister's aunt who's passed on?
I know this, but I can't remember. Jeannie.
Yes. Good job.
That was a good hint.
That was a very good hint. Okay, we have Kelly.
Yeah, making 10.
Making of the Mystics 10. Okay, what is Jen's preferred modality or tool when connecting with spirit?
Tarot.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good job.
All right, Edmund.
Making of the Mystics for 300. Three.
On what religion were the girls raised?
Catholicism.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Lisa.
I'm going back to Making of the Mystics. Let's do number 9.
Number 9. In 2012, a significant family member passed away, and this person made Jennifer feel safe to use her abilities. Who was that person?
Was the grandma?
Yes. Grandpa? Ding, 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 ding. Okay. And we have Jason.
Well, I still have a little bit of safety left, so I'm going to use it. How about Making number 5?
All right. Which famous psychic did the girls meet?
See, this is why I'm terrible at trivia. I know. I just don't remember.
It's okay.
I'm here if you want to phone a friend.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Phone a friend.
Okay. She was on, I'm having trouble. She was on The Haunting of on TV, if that helps. Her first name is Kim.
Italian.
Kim Italian. That was not her last name. Her last name rhymes with Tuso. Kim
Russo?
Yes! Yay! Ding, 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 ding.
These hints are fantastic.
Jill wrote these questions all on her own.
They're good questions. Okay.
They are good, but some of them are hard.
That's why you're here. Mm. Okay. Kelly.
All right, I'm going to go last 8.
All right. Who's taller, Jen or Jill?
Jill.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Now we got those out of the way. Edmund.
Destination episode number 1.
Okay. On the first ever episode of Common Mystics, from what location did the girls lead to find their story?
Leave.
Where did we leave?
We were at one of our houses.
Oh, I know. Then you would have left from Hastings or Jill's house.
Ding, 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 ding.
I knew you branched out. It was from Michigan. I knew that.
Yeah. We're not upset, Edmund. You did great.
We're so proud of you, Edmund. Good job.
You did a really good job. Lisa.
You didn't need any hints, Edmund, so I think you're doing just fine.
I counted that as a hint, though, because Jennifer.
What?
Because you said.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm good.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Lisa.
I want Destinations episodes number one as well. Now I'll do number two, Destinations.
Okay, episode. Number two. In episode 10, while visiting their sister, Kim, in Tennessee, about whom did the girls find a story that they were hesitant to share? So we found a story that we're like, fuck no, we're not doing this.
That was somebody we didn't like, as like a bad guy.
It was like a group of people who needed a voice, and we did not want to give this group a voice.
It was because federal soldiers.
Yes.
You did so good.
Look at you. That's amazing. Okay, Jason.
Thanks, Lisa. That's amazing.
Remember, I had to phone a friend.
I didn't count that as phone a friend. Oh, you did that okay. On your own. She was just describing my shitty question. She was like a group of people.
Because I didn't want her to think she had to come up with a name of a specific person.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to do destination number three.
All right. So which recently released movie directed by Martin Scorsese? Am I saying that right?
Scorsese.
Thank you. Tells the story of season 2, episode 9, The Troubled Spirits of Osage County.
Okay, I couldn't even remember this one.
You know it, Jason.
The movie is...
You know it. I know you know it.
Yeah, I actually just saw it.
Oh, shut up right now.
If you give me the two main actors, male.
Flower Moon.
I'm
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes, you did it.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. Great job.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. Kelly.
Destinations 4.
Oh, they're going to order. Okay. The daughter of which famous writer came through to the girls in Elmira, New York?
I can see him. Mark Twain.
Yes. Good job.
Oh, nice. Wow.
All right.
Do you know that's the episode when I'm introducing you guys to people, like members that I see as patients?
Aw.
So age-wise, though, that's one that's going to, and I always get them started on that one.
Thank you. It's a gateway episode.
For them, yeah.
Thank you, Edmund. It's a gateway episode for the, are you saying age-wise? What do you mean? For like
elderly because people? Again, it's something that would interest a lot of them.
It's your turn.
Think about it. Traveling rural Michigan, okay?
Yeah, you got that.
Subject matter.
I
all right?
love that. Thank you. We have a gateway episode to the elderly. It makes me happy.
Elderly rural Michiganders.
It must not have had a lot of swearing in that episode. I don't remember.
Right, you got to ease them into the whole thing, okay?
No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Edmund, where do you want to go from here? What's your next question?
Oh, let's go to More Voices 4.
More Voices 4. Season 3, episode 3, was about children being taken from eastern cities into rural America. What was the transportation known as?
Orphan train?
Yes! Oh my God!
I was going to say Trail of Tears, but that was it.
That's amazing. Lisa.
This is where it just goes downhill. So I just want to let everybody know that. Let's do More Voices 10.
More Voices 10. Here we are.
And you know, you guys know these are not in order of difficulty from 1 to 10. Okay, good.
Okay. In episode 90 about the Grimes sisters, what was the movie the girls were last seen watching at the theater? And if you don't know the movie, I will take the star of the movie.
I want to say Halloween. I'm wrong. I know.
It's okay.
It's okay. Would you like a hint?
So now it's safe for everybody.
Do you want to phone a friend? Yeah, phone a friend.
Phone a friend for a partial point. Sure.
Jill, would you like to give Lisa a hint?
Sure.
A real hint? Oh.
You have made my life complete.
Oh, it's an Elvis movie.
Yes. Yay. I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, it's an Elvis movie.
She literally said, can I have a real hint?
Did I say it out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did. But you know what? It's fair. You said it out. That's fair, okay. Lisa.
I thought maybe Jill was reading my mind.
No, that was fair. That was
Love Me Tender. That's what we were humming and then singing to you. Yeah. Love Me Tender.
And we meant it too. We meant it.
Jason. No, we didn't.
Jason.
Don't make it weird, Jill.
All right. Sorry, Lisa. Not weird.
It's already weird. Don't worry.
Jason, where are we going from here?
How about More Voices number one?
Okay. Who was the spirit Jennifer was flirting with in the car, season two, episode 10?
Oh. So I listened to that, and I don't remember anybody flirting, so I don't know.
I was doing the flirting, and I could not remember his name until I looked at this question and had to see the answer.
His first name is James. His last name rhymes with Heckworth. But with the B.
James, what was the wrong name?
Heckworth. Heckworth with a B.
Heckworth?
Yes.
Very good.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was okay. Flirting AF. She was playing with her hair.
I remember her flirting. He was kind of hot.
She, it was like a whole thing. She was like speed dating spirit. I was like, come back to me, Jen. Come back. Like, wow. Kelly.
We can get More Voices too.
All right. More Voices too. Who is Laura Jackson's famous brother?
Michael.
Oh. Good answer.
Funniest thing I've ever heard.
That is the best ever. Oh my God.
Do you want a phone a friend or?
Yes, please.
Okay. There's a wall, Jackson. What kind of wall was Jackson?
Was he a wooden wall? Was he a plastic wall?
Was he a mason wall?
Or was he a
rock wall?
Stone?
River pebble wall?
River wall? What?
Poor Kelly. The answer is...
Wait, are you giving up?
Flintstones.
Oh, that's a good one.
Quarry.
He was a Confederate soldier who worked along Robert E. Lee. And his name was Blankwall.
Huh? What?
No, it wasn't Andrew. Was it Andrew Jackson?
No.
But there was an Andrew Jackson.
There sure was.
What do you not throw at glass windows?
Rocks.
Oh. But if they were bigger manufactured rocks, what would they be?
Grant.
No.
Close.
Oh, after you smoke a joint, you're...
You got it. Say it, Kelly.
A roach.
No. Oh.
No.
I'm dying. Okay. I'm dead.
We're just gonna say a zero. Does someone want to yell it out?
Stonewall.
Okay. But you did good, Kelly. It was amusing. If nothing else, I really appreciated the effort.
Entertainment points.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Edmund, it's your turn.
Oh shit. Sorry. And I'm not stoned. It's just endorphins.
Wait until the speed round.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
Let's do destination episode number 5.
All right. In episode 50, the voiceless spirits of Print Matthews connected with the girls. What civic duty was he performing when he was gunned down?
Voting.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
I just remember how horrid it was. It just clicked.
Yes. Mm. Good job. All right. Lisa, we're back to you.
Okay. Let's do More Voices 9.
All right. More Voices 9. In episode 60, Mary Japer escaped from an area that is now known as what state park?
It's a ridiculous name that we said more than we should have during the episode because it's so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. State park. Mm-hmm. Can you give me the state?
Yeah, but that's okay. Not going to help you.
Okay.
Kentucky?
It's three words. The first word, three words. First one is big. The second one is blank. The third is lick.
It's not what I think it is.
It's probably what you think it is.
Probably, it probably is.
It's probably what you think it is.
No, no, no.
Oh, yes, why yes, else? Yes.
There's no way they would name a park that.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Why don't you say it and we'll tell you?
If, no, because I'm too embarrassed to say it. Because if I'm wrong, you guys are going to be like, oh.
We may accept no, then, it. We may accept it as the right answer. Because you're not modest, wrong.
Edmund, you need a modesty mouthpiece.
Can you whisper it, Edmund?
Yeah, can you whisper it, Edmund?
Is he going to whisper it? I'm waiting.
I did.
Can you give me the first letter of the middle word?
B.
Oh.
It's what you think it is.
I'm not telling. No.
It really is what you're thinking it is.
There are a couple here.
I really don't know what it is. But I feel like.
Now I'm confused.
It's making it worse.
Yeah.
Her modesty is going to really get kicked in.
No, no, no. I thought the middle one was a D.
No, it's a B.
Oh, close.
We would have accepted that.
We would have accepted.
We would have accepted that.
So
D.
B.
Yes. Yes.
Big bone lick.
Big bone lick.
Big
we
bone.
We would have accepted the D.
Okay. Okay. So, am I getting any points for that at all?
1 point.
Okay. No,
I mean, we didn't give Kelly points for the last.
Yeah, I wouldn't give me.
Yeah, but
point.
I didn't get that either.
Okay.
But.
We would have accepted the D.
We were really hoping you would have said big
but you know, Lisa,
that
was
what
valuable.
We were asking you for.
That's what we were after, Lisa.
Yeah.
It was valuable watching you struggle with your modesty. I enjoyed that.
Any synonym we would have taken. Any synonym. Yeah.
Penis, we were looking for.
Oh, my God.
And Jason, it's up to you. Following that up now.
But we have devolved.
Again, Lisa, thanks. So I'm going to do More Voices number 5.
All right. Why did the girls create the More Voices series?
To speak for those that couldn't speak, that were that had injustice or unjust things happen to them.
You know, I will accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but true.
That's true. And it was based on the notes we took in the road that we already found an episode for, but another voiceless came through that we couldn't say goodbye to. So we did the More Voices.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very well done, Jason.
Well, yeah, because you gave it to me, basically.
No,
it wasn't the answer at all.
No,
but you're
no,
like,
it really
it.
Was. No, it really was. Kelly.
Gonna go. Destination 6.
Destination 6. All right. So for every episode, what is the girl's intention to find a story?
To find a verifiable story that they don't know anything about to give voice to the voiceless.
Yay!
Wow. Girl, you got it.
And Kelly, thanks. Voice to the voiceless was what I was looking for, but I was just all,
You did
I
great.
I repeated a lot because I'm trying to encourage people to listen.
Aw, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Edmund.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Let's try More Voices number 6.
More Voices number 6. Okay. about which city on the East Coast did the sisters dedicate an entire episode to due to the amount of restless spirits of the city?
Give me a second. I know what I want to say, but... Baltimore? No.
Close. Do you want to phone a friend first before you give up?
I'll phone a friend.
Jennifer?
This city has a two-word name, and it is a big casino town. And
Atlantic.
Yep, Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, yeah.
We'll accept it.
So, Jill, how many points?
That's a one-pointer.
That's a one-pointer.
That's a one-pointer. And now we're back to Lisa.
Okay, I'm going to do Destination Episodes 9.
Okay, here we are. In episode 54, Portals to Murder, what was the name of the town in which the girls felt transported back in time?
I remember this one. It was in the South, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Was it a major town?
No, it's small.
No, I'm never.
It's small and hard to remember.
It's small and a compound word.
It is a compound word. It's very good, Jill.
Yeah.
Good job, Jill. I swear to Christ, she was proofreading my work, and she was like, "Oh my God, your dyslexia is so cute right now." Oh my God, I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
It was so cute, you guys.
She's a professional.
Only someone that's being tutored by a teacher yeah. would come out with the statement "compound word."
God. Anyway, it is.
I need to phone a friend.
Okay, Jennifer.
Let's see. So the second part is way. So it's two parts to the word blank.
Ridgeway.
Yes. Yay! Yay!
That was right. Good.
That's 1 point she got it with.
She got it. Ooh. Jason.
About Destination 7.
Destination 7. Here we go. What is the first name of the very first spirit the girls connected with that inspired them to add giving voice to the voiceless to their intention?
Oh, I don't remember her name.
Can you tell us something about her?
She was a servant that was murdered and they covered it up.
I will accept it.
Yeah.
She was the servant, Gertie Blythe. Gertrude.
Bay. Bay is her last name.
It's spelled differently. And, and yeah, she was shot and we believe that she committed suicide because of her relationship with Frank Smith.
Right.
Yes.
Jill, how many points?
That was a two-pointer.
That was a two-point.
Kelly.
Yeah. Let's do Destinations 8.
All right. What famous late-night talk show host family members perished in the crash of Eastern Flight 212?
Talk show host.
Late-night talk show host. He lost his father and two brothers.
On this crash.
How far back are we going?
Oh, wait.
Well, he's currently. Is he still on TV now?
He's still doing it.
Yeah. Well, I never watch him, but Jill says so. So,
do you want a hint?
Yes.
He's the only late night Stephen. So you got the two Jimmy.
Oh, Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
All right.
And
isn't that crazy? By the way,
I know.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So crazy. Okay. Sorry.
Edmund.
Jill?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Oh,
Edmund.
Ed, Jill,
Edmund,
Jennifer?
why do you look like you're in witness protection sometimes? Like,
I did that on purpose. I was in the yard putting up a pool all day. I look like shit.
Oh, stop it. For us, you're so sweet.
After I got done, I took a shower and I went and laid down in bed and I woke up to come in.
Aw, thank you
for
being
so
here.
Thank you.
I was like, I need to be in dim lights.
You are so funny. You literally look like we're questioning you about a bust we did. Like, how do you know P. Diddy? Like that.
Well, I was trafficked by him for years. That's why I look so old. How about, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fair.
You know, I'm a little sleepy, so it makes it even more interesting talking to me. How about Destinations episodes for 10?
Okie dokie. In episode 72, Discovering Blackbeard, what did the sisters come to believe about the famous pirate?
He was fabulous.
Yes. Yes. He sure was.
He was gay.
Yes, he sure was.
So sorry.
Yes, I'm it's all uncensored. The above. All the
I'm
above.
I'm very uncensored at the moment.
That was well done.
Hang in there, guys. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are so excited to unveil the first book in our series entitled Common Mystics Present Ghost on the Road Volume 1, Murders and Mysterious Deaths. It's everything you love about Common Mystics and more. It's a retelling of 10 of our favorite stories from our pod with exciting extras. Extras like souvenirs, what we took away from the experience, and what to know if you go, if you decide to travel in our footsteps. Pre-order the Kindle edition now. All other formats of the book will be available for purchase at Amazon.com on July 1st, 2023. Thanks, guys. Now back to the show. We have Lisa.
All right. Let's go for More Voices 8.
All right. In season 2, episode 3, The Story of York, what was the name of the miracle medicine that was believed to cure all? Now, Lisa, if you don't remember this name, you can tell us what the side effect of the medicine was, and we will give you both of those points.
Oh, well, the side effect was death. I don't know.
It starts with a D. Does start with a D.
Oh, diarrhea.
Yes.
Diarrhea.
Yes. The medicine was called Thunderbolts.
Oh, and I never would have gotten that.
They would give it to you for anything, but it would just make you have diarrhea all over the wilderness of this country. Right. It's the only thing it did. Okay.
It fertilized.
Oh, Jason, this is you.
Well, I think Kelly and I should flip for it.
We have tiebreaker questions. So I have two other questions for them in case they want to go.
Okay.
Now, in episode 77, The Ire of Reverend Sharp, the leader of what religious group was killed? We dedicated, and this is not a hint, so you'll still get the two, but we dedicated another entire episode about these groups of people, this group of people. Almost broke the podcast.
I'm gonna have to ask for a hint.
Okay.
I gotta phone a friend.
Mitt Romney.
Mormons.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did it break the internet? I mean,
we got in the biggest fight. Remember, we released two versions of the episode.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you guys want two questions that I have prepared for tiebreakers?
You should, because that would make it fair that all four of them had the same number.
Okay.
Is this for Kelly?
This is for Kelly. Under Making of the Mystics, what is our group?
Arena?
I will accept it.
Okay. Irene.
It's Irena in Polish, but it's Irena.
Okay.
Very good.
I didn't even hear the question.
Yeah, she didn't finish it.
She just read it.
It's on the screen.
She just read it.
Oh,
okay.
What is it?
The tiebreaker question, what was the name of their grandmother's first name? Okay.
Oh, it just popped. Okay.
Okay. And then here's yours.
Edmund.
Who was Edmund?
Who played Jill as the leading lady?
Who played the leading lady in Killers of the Flower Moon?
Can I have a hint?
Yes. It's a flower, and if it starts with an L, a flower. And this was a hard one, so let me give you a different one.
Lily?
Oh, Lily. My gosh. Very good.
Yes. I'll take it. Lily Gladstone.
That's all I know.
It's Lily Gladstone.
Okay, I thought that question was too hard. I've never heard of Lily Gladstone.
That
before.
Was the tiebreaker question. I wasn't expecting to use it.
I never saw it either,
Jill.
Let's be angrier. This is like no one stoned Alex Trebek after leaving the studio. Okay, so calm down. Okay,
Alex had better Roached questions. Alex
here he died.
It was non-contestant related, though.
Oh, okay.
Jill, I have the point breakdown so far after round one.
Okay. And what is yours? It looks like we have a tiebreaker for me.
Yes, I have Lisa with 10. I have okay. Jason with 11. Mm-hmm. And then I have Kelly and Edmund both with 13.
Okay. So now I have to come up with the tiebreaker question. Give me one second.
Oh, God.
Tiebreaker question. Okay. What was the breakdown between the male and female children that our grandma Irina had in her family? It's a trick one.
They were all girls.
All female, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So that's another. Okay. One more.
Can't we just have them all go on to round two?
All right. We're all going
all
right, on.
We're all going on to one. Round two.
I got
all
right, that
let's
one.
Let's all go to round two.
We're I got that tiebreaker. We can go back. I'll get it.
Okay. We're all going on to round two. That's probably a better idea.
Oh, good. You made it bigger.
I can make it bigger because now I only have five questions. That's good. Okay. All right. Five questions each category. And we're at Lisa again.
Let's do Famous Friends one.
What famous podcaster did the girls consider the grandmother of their pod?
Grandmother. Famous podcaster. Grandmother.
Oh, point values have now tripled, by the way.
Oh, no pressure.
Have you waited famous? Your whole life to say that?
My whole life. I said it twice today.
I need to phone a friend.
Okay. She is a co-host of the Enlightened Empaths podcast.
Yeah, I thought that's who it was. I know it's not Samantha Fay. She's got two podcasts, mm-hmm. though.
Correct.
And I can't. So there's two women that she, and I'm trying to remember. Denise.
Yes, I'll accept it.
The answer the C.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Denise Correll.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, jokey. Now, Jason, where would you like to go from here?
Oh, I have to pick. That's right. I'm sorry. Let's do Making of the Mystics number 5.
Okay. What was our Aunt Jeannie's love language?
I'm going to have to phone a friend. I'm sure it's going to be something completely obvious as soon as I remember what it is, but I don't know.
Jennifer, do you want to take this?
I saw Kelly nodding. Maybe Kelly can give him a hint.
Oh, shopping.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So shopping, what would you call it, Jason? Spending.
What would I?
She's a giver, spender.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she would buy you.
Yeah, don't
buy
give
you
me any
lots
points.
Of.
No, you're getting a point.
No, I
Does Jason All get right. a point?
Jason gets a point.
No, I don't think Jason should get a point.
Jason, you're getting a point. We're all winners
Jason,
here.
Jason, take the point, Jason.
Take the point.
You showed up, Jason.
Participation trophy.
All right, Kelly.
Do Making number 2.
How many children did Grandma Irina have?
It's either 9 or 7.
Ooh, do you want to phone a friend?
Yeah.
Okay. You can count them on one hand, and it's the same number of kids our mother had.
Don't count the thumb.
Yes. Correct. Audience, in case you didn't hear, that was Kelly laughing 4. Very loud. All right. Edmund.
Oh. Making of the Mystics, number 1.
Okay. How do the girls refer to their manifesting process? It usually involves
liquor.
Intoxicated manifesting wine.
I'll give it to him. Yes. I'll give it to him. Yes.
What?
Drunk.
Intoxicated. It's drunk manifesting.
Drunk manifesting.
Oh, that's right.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. And it works.
I love it. I love it.
It does work. You got to be careful, though.
Well, I would think it would work with manifesting. I don't know that it probably is the best way to.
You might end up with a goat.
You don't want. You might have a headache like a morning after. I brought this.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Lisa.
I'm doing Making of the Mystics 3.
All right. How do the girls refer to the mother of Jesus?
The Blessed Mother.
Yay! Yes.
Is that what you call her too, Lisa?
No, but when I was in Rome, I lost my phone. And I'm standing in the middle of the street and looking up, there was a statue and I called her the Blessed Mother after you guys. And I just said, Blessed Mother, help me find my phone. 2 days later, the car people called me and my iPhone was saying it wasn't in the car. My Apple phone was saying it wasn't in the car. So I didn't think it was there. It was in the car. I got it back.
Yay. So,
yay. My little miracle in Rome. Yeah. And I remembered the Blessed Mother.
That makes me so happy. Yeah. Jason?
Well, I'm going to take Making number 4 before it's gone.
As children, what bakery item did the girls eat out of trash bags like raccoons?
Ooh.
And I wish this was not a real question.
Why is my memory like this?
It's still such a sweet question.
I don't remember.
It's something out of a bakery, like a donut shop, that the ingredient would have apple.
Strudel.
Oh, that's a good. That would
turnover.
I would say strudel. I would count strudel.
It's not the same.
All right.
Well, a strudel is not the same.
Anyone else want to answer just for fun?
Fritter.
Yes,
it's a fritter. Okay. Oh, they're awful. Oh,
they're terrible. My husband brought some home and I thought he literally was punking me. I was like, how dare you? Okay. Kelly.
Let's go famous too.
In which city did the girls meet Nicole Bigley?
Oh, hell. Was it in Chicago?
Starts with a C and she's in Ohio.
Oh.
Cincinnati.
Yes. Good.
Okay. I knew it was a C. Okay.
And you knew it was the Midwest.
Yeah.
Okay. Edmund.
Well, let's see what's a destination number 2.
Destination number 2 is in episode 49. Along which river did Samuel Wolfman Mason travel and hide out on?
Rick, it's coming back again, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
can't get away from it.
Oh, Samuel Mason, give me. I only know one river. That's the problem. I'm gonna have to take a hint.
Can I give him a hint?
Yes, give him a hint.
4-letter name, begins with an O, ends with an O. Also a state.
Awesome.
Oh, Ohio.
Very good. Okay. All right, Lisa, you're up.
All right, let's do Famous Friends 3.
Famous Friends 3. What famous ghost hunter was featured on Common Mystics to discuss the Doan's game?
Oh, say that again.
What famous ghost hunter? So she was on all these ghost hunter shows, like Paranormal State.
Oh, I can see
Paranormal
her.
Paranormal Lockdown.
Yes, yes, yes. And it was the one in her own house?
She was in her own house when we interviewed her.
I can totally see her, but I can't think of her name.
Okay, how about this? And this is not a hint, so you'll get full points, but her name kind of sounds Russian.
I think it's German.
Sorry. Eastern European.
Starts with a K.
Meow.
Kitty? Kitty something?
Close.
When a kitty grows up, it becomes
a cat. Oh, Katrina?
Yes!
Katarina. Yes! Katarina. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Katrina Weedman.
Did I get it? Okay.
Okay, okay. I'm going to give 1 point to that one just because. Jason.
I am going for Destination 3, please.
Destination 3. Ooh, Destination 3. Which North American city was the first to host a witch trial?
Salem?
That's what I thought. Do you want to phone a friend?
Well, since my friend thought that also, but okay.
You have another friend here. Her name's Jennifer. She's the smarter of my friends.
Hi.
I'm going to phone you.
Okay,
then.
Phone me. It's actually in Connecticut, and it starts with the first syllable is heart.
Hartford.
Yes. Yay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Ding, ding, ding.
I didn't know that either before.
I didn't know that either. Until we did the episode.
Yeah, I just did it. Or I just listened to it.
When I think of Hartford, I just think of insurance.
No. I think Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I love Gilmore Girls.
Aww.
Kelly?
I reckon I'll go Famous Four.
Famous Four. Here we go. On episode 64, author and accomplished storyteller T.I. Shippers joined the girls in the car in which Michigan city?
Detroit.
Close. Very close. Close.
Well, y'all were sitting there doing this. These are all the car factories.
Aretha Franklin.
It's a car. It's a type of car. Made in Detroit.
Ford.
Close.
Shit.
Aretha Franklin sang a song about it.
Respect.
It's not a car.
Edmund, would you like to give her?
A pink Cadillac. Cadillac.
Oh, Cadillac.
Yeah, Cadillac, Michigan.
No, but I do listen to Spooked because of her now.
She's amazing.
She's so wonderful. Really,
yeah. So good.
I like the I like the beginning of that boom on Spooked.
Yes.
It shakes speakers in my car. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I love her episode with the Roadhouse Bar. That was my favorite.
Yes.
So
yeah,
good.
That's just amazing.
Yes. Edmund, it's your turn.
Famous Friends for 5. Tickle finger of fate.
Okay. Which famous outlaw do the sisters believe to have fathered a son in Nebraska?
Famous outlaw.
Like the famous outlaw.
Just hold on. I was going to, I'll tell you what I was going to say afterward. Give me a second.
It's always harder when it's their turn. You know? Mm-hmm.
You draw a blank.
John Bon Jovi sang about it.
That won't help me at all.
Do you want a hint? He has the same letters. He has the same initials as Jennifer James.
And we share a last name.
James. James Dean? No. Jimmy. That's what, I mean, the first thing that went through my mind was James Dean. I mean, I know that's not right.
His last name is James.
His last name is James.
Short for Jessica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesse James. But you know what happened? Literally, James Dean was the first thing that came to my head and I couldn't get it out.
It's James, yeah.
And it has nothing to do with anything. I mean, he wasn't an outlaw.
Okay.
Is that a point or a zero, Jill?
No, that's nothing. That's nothing.
It's zero.
Okay.
It's zero.
Sorry, Edmund.
Wow. But we love you.
We love you, Edmund.
We have 3 more questions. Okay. I'm
sorry. No, these are great, Jill. These are great.
Well, okay. Lisa.
Yes. I'm going to take Destinations one, please.
Which episode did the sisters fight about that nearly ended the podcast?
You don't have to give like the number or anything. Just like,
I know, but I
can't. What were we fighting over?
You were fighting over who the voiceless was?
Yeah, in a sense. Or, but it was a religious group. And we really disagreed on the take.
And we really just talked about it.
That was just it was the Mormon. That one.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. Yay.
All right. Jason.
I want that question. Number five.
In episode 98, we learned that Rebecca Cornell is the fifth great-grandmother of what famous murder suspect?
Hi, Jen. Calling you again.
Hi, Jason. She gave her mother 40 whacks. And when she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Or topsy-turvy. I don't know who
it's the other way
Elizabeth
around.
Elizabeth
Borden. Yes.
Ooh, Elizabeth. All formal.
I didn't know you guys were that close. Okay. Kelly?
All right. I've got four.
Or I can make up a question on the spot. So it can be a random Jill make up a question, or it can be number four.
Why is that all of a sudden an option?
Because I have one more question for Edmund.
Oh, got it.
Well, make up one on the spot.
Okay. That should be easier. What episode in the South was Jennifer's favorite episode?
Ridgeway.
That's so close.
Oh, the Savannah one.
Yes! Yay! Yeah. Edmund, you get number four.
Okay.
In episode 55, out of Tombstone, Arizona, what was the nationality of the voiceless spirit named Bill?
No, don't say anything yet. He's European.
True.
No?
Yeah, let's narrow it down.
At least I've got that. Mm-hmm. Is he German?
Actually, this country is on both continents, Europe and Asia.
That's your hint.
It's real big.
Russia.
Yes. Russian Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Tombstone.
Yes. Okay. So we have Jason. Thank you so much for playing. Stay with us. Don't leave. Lisa, you're third in line with 18 points. And Kelly and Edmund are going to our speed round now.
Oh, crap.
I am going to flip a coin. I need someone to call like heads or tails, all right? So
Kelly, you choose.
Well, no. Jennifer, you choose. Kelly's heads, Edmund's tails. Jennifer, you choose.
Well, what's Lisa?
Lisa can't go. It's only two people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Lisa.
But stay, Lisa. Stay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
stay.
Okay, okay.
I think that there's rice-a-roni for us.
Okay.
At least props. Okay, ready? Okay,
sure.
Okay, I'm flipping.
Okay, heads.
It's heads. Kelly, do you want to answer in a speed round where you have 1 minute whether the answers are going to be Jen and Jill or true or false?
Jen and Jill.
Someone, can you please start a timer for 1 minute and tell me when? Jennifer, you keep points of everyone she gets right.
Whew, okay.
Okay, so who's doing the timer?
I can do a timer.
Thank you, Jason. Tell me when to start.
All right. Are you ready, Kelly?
Well, Kelly, doesn't Kelly need to see the questions or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right, sorry.
Okay, so we'll start now.
Earned 2 master's degrees.
Jen.
Is 6 feet tall.
Jill.
Who is not afraid to fly?
Jill.
No, that's Jen. Who does have a fear of driving over bridges?
Jen.
Keep going.
Who has a husband named Dennis?
Jen.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Who drove for the Russian Bill episode?
Jill.
No. Uh-uh. Who has two cats?
Jill.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Who has two dogs?
Jen.
Yes. Ding, 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 who lives on a lake?
Jill.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Who has a dog named Bug?
Jill.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
That's it.
You got seven correct. Good job, Kelly.
That is really good.
That is really good.
Hey, Jill, next time don't do the dings because you're coming in at the wrong time.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
Now, you do the ones for Edmund. Remember, these are true or false.
Gotcha.
True or false, Edmund. Jason, will you do the timer thing again?
Okay.
Thank you, Jason.
And we'll start now.
The girl's father is wanted by the FBI. True or false?
False.
That's true. Jennifer is the youngest sibling in the family.
False.
Correct. Grandma Irina spoke four languages.
True.
That is true. Forest Park, Illinois is the girl's hometown.
True.
True. Nicole Bigley wrote the foreword for the Common Mystics book.
True.
True. Jill's husband heard the girls talking shit on an episode about him.
True.
Actually, that was false. It's my husband. Jill usually drives for the episodes.
True.
Correct. The girls have an older sister named Kathy.
True.
That is false. The sisters are DNA cousins with Lizzie Borden.
False. Time.
Time is up. That one was true.
Oh.
Okay. Let's give them time to just answer one more question because of the stuff that happened with the internet. Jen, do the last question.
Their mother had friends in the Chicago Mafia.
Oh, true.
True.
That is true.
Perfect. Well, this was a close game, and I am so appreciative. Kelly, you are the winner of the speed round and the Sweet. Winner of the 30-minute free reading with Jen and Jill.
Oh, yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Congratulations. Right. I didn't know that was the prize.
Yes. It's a 30-minute reading with Jen and Jill to be claimed in 2024. So you just say, hey, girls, need a reading, and we will schedule time with you.
Well, let's just do it up yonder.
When you come to the Common Mystics retreat. Yay!
I love that.
I know. I'm so excited. We have four people coming right now. We have Lisa, Edmund, Kelly. We asked for five to be the top.
We have Jason on the line. I'm not sure.
Jason.
Come on.
Jason, can you come on up to Michigan in August? We'll talk. We'll talk. You don't have to answer now. It's not going to put you on the spot.
For 3 days, we're going to work on an agenda and then give you guys instructions. It's only $350. We're not making money, obviously. We just want to spend time with you guys Jen and I have really good ideas for creating different rituals, one to release energy and one to bring a manifesting using all of our energy. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited. So right now we have Lisa, Sarah, Kelly, and Edmund, but we do have the one spot left. Technically, we can invite more people, but I want everyone to feel comfortable in this little cabin. So I think five we should top it at.
Yeah.
So Jason, if you're interested, you're always welcome.
Yeah. August, what's the date?
8/8 through 8/11. And I know you have family in the Chicagoland area. If you wanted to drive into O'Hare and then someone drive you the rest of the way, that would be great. Otherwise, I can pick you up at the Gerald R. Ford Airport in Kalamazoo.
Or you could fly into O'Hare if you don't want to drive into O'Hare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could also fly.
That might be more convenient if you flew.
If you're going to go to O'Hare, you should fly to
take a plane.
You really should.
Take a plane to O'Hare.
Take a plane to O'Hare.
I was just going to say, if you're going to drive to O'Hare, what's just coming the rest of the way?
It sounds great.
You don't have
no
to
pressure.
Answer.
Yeah, no pressure.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I know. I do. I feel bad. Like, so are you going? Do you like us?
Why? Guys... What's wrong with us, Jason?
What's wrong with us?
I see
Thank
how it
you
is.
Guys.
All right.
So Thank much. You. Thank you so much for being a part of our 100 episode quiz show. Does anyone want to tell the people besides me where they can find us?
Oh, you can find them on Apple, Spotify, and all your major platforms.
Yeah, thank you,
yes,
Edmund.
Thank you, Edmund.
You can find their book on Amazon. Ooh.
Thank you. Anyone know our email address or our web address?
Oh. Commonmystics.net.
Yes. Email address?
Commonmystics@gmail.com.
You got
Thank
it.
You. Love you, you guys. You guys are awesome.
We love you so much. You make our lives so much better and enriched. Thank you for being a part of this with us. We couldn't do it without you. Literally. Thank you.
It's true. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Love you.
I love you guys. You Have guys. A good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Common Mystics Media production. Editing done by Yokai Audio, Kalamazoo, Michigan.